The last couple days leading up to today's celebration of Christmas, I've had a couple of interactions with some people who the conversation went to, well, we've got this bad storm coming in, and what is it going to do? And are we, especially some conversations I've had with some brother priests, and I have to say that at no point has anything in the last couple days with the weather given me any sense of discouragement with the Christmas Mass, because in my mind I kept thinking, we could be doing a parking lot Mass this year, and we're not. So we have a warm church, we have power, we have heat. The only thing left is I need some help with my homily. So if there are some young people, children, in the congregation this evening that would like to help me with my homily, please come up to the front. Come on up and have a seat off on the communion row on both sides. While they're coming up, I'd like to point out that this year for the homily, I have upgraded my box that I have things in. And for the men in the parish, you might be particularly interested to know that I have even had fabricated a custom modification for this box. You cannot buy these online. This was custom made. I could sell them. I bet. Okay, so we're celebrating Christmas, right? Now, what you got to help me tell the story of Christmas. So we're going to start in the very beginning of this story, long before Mary and Joseph went to a town. Anybody know what the name of the town was that they went to? Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem, there were a lot of people that were there. They were, Mary and Joseph, we're going to get to them in a second, but they were traveling there. But we all know that there was no room in the inn. So where did they end up going when they got to Bethlehem? To a barn. Okay, you get the answer right, so you get to put the barn out. Now, some people will hold, and this is probably true, actually, that it wasn't really a barn like we think of it. It was probably a cave, because there's lots of caves in and around Bethlehem. And so many of the people would take their animals into the caves for shelter, but it functioned like a barn. So we have a barn. It'd be really hard to put a cave out on here. I could probably come up with something, but they make the barn. They don't make a cave. Now, did Mary and Joseph live in Bethlehem? Where did they live? Do you remember? Did they live in Bethlehem? Yes or no?
No.
No. Right? Anybody know what town they lived in? I know this is kind of a hard question. Yes.
Nazareth.
Very good. Come on up. You're going to be Joseph. Now I need a Mary. Let's go from this side. Okay, I saw your hand first. Go all the way near the back doors. Not all the way, most of the way. Go most of the way. And hang out back there for a little while. Still pay attention, though, because this is an important story. Now, in a barn, there are certain things that are in a barn. What would be in a barn? Animals. Okay. All of you who have your hand up right now, come up here. We have some animals. Now, don't look into the box yet because you're going to know the whole story. Okay. We got animals in here somewhere. Okay. Go put some animals. Go put some animals in there. There's some more. Okay. People from this side. Do I have some more animals? Yes. I think I have more animals. I think my niece took the animals out of here before Mass. Okay. Do we have any more animals? That animal comes later. We're going to ignore that one. Okay. Have a seat. Oh, wait. One more. Now, animals are in a barn, but there needs to be something else in the barn that has to do with the animals. What would that be?
A manger.
What is a manger?
What Jesus laid in.
Why would it have been in a barn, though? What's it used for normally?
To feed animals.
To feed the animals. All right, so we need to put the manger in here because we need to create a little space, put the manger right in the center. That's what the animals eat out of. Now, here's something that's really, I'll get to that part of the story later. Okay, now, in addition to the animals in the barn, there were also some people somewhere else. What were those people? Yes,
Shepherds. Okay, we need some shepherds. Okay, you got the answer right, so you're going to be a shepherdess. And somebody over here who would like to be a shepherd. Have you guys done anything yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Shepherds, come up here. Go down that side aisle about halfway down. Hang out over there. Okay, now Mary and Joseph were traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem because there was a census. So they had to travel. So let's travel. Mary and Joseph, come on up. So they get there, and Mary on the camel's going away. Mary kneeling down is coming out. Go ahead and put Mary and Joseph in the manger. Now, Mary and Joseph are there, and what happens then once they're in the stable, they're near the manger, Mary and Joseph are there, what's the big event? What are we celebrating Christmas for? What's the whole point of why we're here?
Because we celebrate Christmas.
What does Christmas celebrate?
Jesus'
birth, yes. You win. You get to put Jesus in the manger. Now, when Jesus was born, what happened after that? Who appeared on the scene with Jesus' birth? I'm going to give you a hint. Angels. Here's one. Put an angel in there. You've done a few. Let's see. Somebody who hasn't done anything yet. You haven't done anything yet. You put that. Okay, you'll help me with the next one. Both of you come up here. Okay. You put the angel in. You stand right here. All right. Now, after Jesus was born, the angels are there. Who came? Who came to adore Jesus?
The three kings.
Before we get to the three kings.
Angel Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel. Okay, one of the angels went to get who?
The shepherds.
Okay, let's go get the shepherds. Come with me. Go this way. Okay. Go to the shepherds. And what did the angel say to the shepherds?
That baby Jesus was born.
Oh, wait, say it again.
That baby Jesus was born.
Shepherds, come on. Hurry up, they don't like long homilies. Collection goes down the longer it is. Okay, we're going to put this one right here because it kind of goes on a little nail right there and it holds up. Okay, put shepherds into place. Now, somebody said, you guys did awesome. And I want you to stand right here on the backside and face out, okay? I want you to stand right there for just a second. Don't go anywhere. Now, somebody already gave this one away. This happens later, but you already gave it away. Who comes next at the end?
Three kings.
Okay. Who has not done anything yet on this side? Okay, you three come with me. Stand right here. Who has not done anything on this side? Anybody? Oh, no, you just did. Okay, you two come up here. Okay, you take that. You two just work together on this one. It's a big camel, so you're going to work together. Okay, one, two, three. Go about halfway back and come back. So the three kings are coming. And they're coming to adore Jesus. Okay, that's good. You can turn around and come back. Okay, you can put those in place. Now, depending on how carried away you want to get with the font and any nativity set, there were townspeople and other craftsmen that showed up too, but those are still in the box in my house, so we're going to skip that part of the story tonight. But the most important part of the story is what the angel said to the shepherds. So let's hear it one more time. What did the angel say to shepherds?
Baby Jesus was born.
All right, let's hear it for all of them. Everybody's going to get it.